construction case, we have a motion for default with notice. I've provided notice to the persons who are being defaulted. There are four groups of defendants being defaulted. One of them we personally served, Pam. The other three filed papers in court waiving service. And therefore, based on the rule, they're entitled to notice of this hearing, which I gave them. I have communicated with them, and they have explained that they were not going to be defending this. They were going to be defaulting. I have an affidavit of non-military service and proposed order entering a default against the four defendants.
And those are the panel,
individually and in some
in connection with this case.
In connection just with the trust construction case.
All right. Okay. All right. This is a procedural matter. What do you say, Mr. Bunch? Do you have a position on this?
A little bit. Maybe you can help me out here. I'm totally confused. A few months ago, you decided that we were going to hear my petitions and motions in the cases. You then, we got to the remove Ted as the trustee, estate, etc. Mr. Feeman tried, I tried, they wiggled out of that extensively. But your order was basically at that hearing to hear that motion next, see if Ted survives, and then we could hear all these Alan Rose type pleadings. But if he doesn't survive, there's no sense in these pleadings. Meaning if this is all in conflict, I'm going to be appealing every single order you did. I'm already about to do that on all the Tesher and Spallina stuff. Now,
let me see if I understand. What you're saying is, let me ask you, the trial on the removal of Ted is set for when?
Well, I had you then made the order where I have to send you the thing, so I sent you to the new case that you said we have to do. So I sent that for your approval, and I sent another one for this trust construction to block Ted from anything. He's so conflicted. If he doesn't win this trust construction, Ted Bernstein.
Let's go back to the one that I'm more familiar with.
Okay.
The removal case. So what's the status of that now?
There's no removal case filed. Can we?
I just want to know what the status is.
There is no removal filed.
So
I sent it.
There was one, right?
He filed a petition inside one of the cases to remove that you dismissed for lack of jurisdiction. Okay. You gave him leave to file, but you did not say what went first. And that.
All right, slow down. Slow down.
But on the default.
I know. I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Just bear with me. So
when you order, though, is you have order, though, that in this case, in this particular, this is the next motion, which is. But in this particular case, this is a trust construction case. And what you've done, if you look at paragraph and second page, is you have ordered that the first thing in this case, everything is severed except for the validity of the five trust documents. Those are, there's three trust documents and two wills. And you, in paragraph, I think it's the on the second page, you've said that I'm to file an amended complaint. And it is to discuss the validity of the five documents.
Okay, I'll look at that in a second. But
if he loses that, he doesn't have standing to do any of this. But
right. Well, you're each giggering on things.
Yeah, but we're on the default. I think the default should be granted first, and then we can get to the motion too.
But that's a default in this case,
right.
The 3698 case. I'm talking now about the. So you filed your amended pleading in the removal of Ted case?
I filed a new case that I sent you on this fax.
Okay, see, that's what I don't know if I got. So that's
okay, I've got the facts here.
You know what? If you sent it to me by fax?
Yep.
Okay, see, all right, so now.
That's what you told us to do.
Well, okay, so what I haven't had a chance to meet you with you is our fax is now broken.
Okay, did I break that?
And they're not going to fix it.
Okay.
So.
Do you want to make a copy of this?
Because I don't imagine how many faxes are in my machine. And what I'm told is the sender gets a reply that says we got it.
It's correct.
It's going into the machine.
I have a receipt.
Can't get it out of the machine.
Gotcha.
And so I learned that recently when I was waiting for a fax to come in, and I kept on calling a place, and they said we're sending it, and it says you got it, and the machine isn't working. And then I said to Port Technology, we fixed the machine, and they said no. So I don't know what they're going to do and how, you know, we're going to, you know, there's we now have one in the whole courthouse, one operating fax machine apparently, because they want to phase these out and they break it up, fixing it, but I'm not sure what they're going to do. So okay, so that's what you tried to fax me.
Correct.
Which I told him he could do, and I'll look at that.
Well, actually, that's not exactly what you told him. You gave him permission to file a new independent action to remove TED.
No, you didn't give me permission. You told me I had to send it to you first.
Can I finish my sentence ever?
He's not to file it. He's to prepare it and send it to me.
That's what you ordered.
You've already ordered. This is what you've ordered. You've ordered that he has permission to file a new action to remove Ted Bernstein. You've told it, we've discussed at the last hearing who had to be parties to it.
Right.
Every beneficiary, the people in Chicago, the grandchildren and the sisters. And you've told them all that. You've had certain people agree we would accept service of that pleading. And then you've said, well, then we get to answer it, take discovery, and that goes through its normal course. This is a completely different issue in a different case. So I've got a motion for default against four people. He has no ability to deny that. I'd like to get that entered first. And then I'd like to talk about my motion to set the trial that you have ordered to be severed, which is on the validity of the five trust documents. If you turn out that you rule that all the documents are valid, then Elliot Bernstein lacks standing and he's been disinherited. And that's what you've ruled first in the trust construction case. And if I may approach with the order on the default, I don't think he has an objection to the default against his sister and his nephew.
I do.
Do you have a procedural objection to that?
Yeah. Well, the procedure is that this trust construction case is fraught, meaning this whole case that Alan Rose has filed, Ted Bernstein's going to argue construction of a trust where if he loses, like he said, if I lose, I'm cut out. Well, if Ted loses, he gets no chance. I'm not cut out, by the way.
Procedural objection.
Well, it's procedural to the whole filing of this.
No, because they're allowed to, as long as it's alive, which it is right now.
Right.
When I say it's procedural, they filed, they served, people don't answer, they get defaulted. I mean, that's...
Okay, but here was my procedural problem with that. Maybe you can explain it to me. You've stayed my counter-complaint, which they would have had to answer to already, too. So are they defaulting on my counter...
On this 3698, please?
Yeah. You have a stayed counter-complaint.
Okay.
So you've stayed all my proceeding... And are they defaulting on my counter-complaint, too?
No, because I haven't required them to file an answer if they haven't answered yet. Have you answered that yet?
What you've done is you've stayed everything other than this one issue. Your order that I handed you says you want that issue to be everyone to answer it, then you're going to sever it for an immediate trial on that one issue, which is the validity of the five testamentary documents.
What I do about the Ted removal case, which was in existence, he refiled, I now have it, okay? That's this case that he just handed me, correct?
No, that's not exactly.
I handed you two filings.
Case. You said if he wants to file an independent action to remove that, he can.
And that's what this appears to be.
There's two of them.
Can I ask him, please not interrupt me? It's very unfair, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay. So what this is a draft pleading that Elliot sent you for your review and comment and edits before he files it, so that you can help him get it right. And I don't think that's the appropriate thing to do. If you've given him already permission, if he wants to file an independent action,
now I'm
not
looking at it. So hold on, Elliot, listen. I mean, you're trying to make a little progress here as opposed to just bickering. I'm looking at what you sent me. It's a letter concerning a petition to remove Ted. Before I even read it, I think this is the way that this needs to be done. You need to prepare the petition if you want that filed.
It's there. I prepared two of them.
Okay.
There's one for two. There's one in this case, the trust construction, and one in the assignment.
Okay, hold on. Let me see.
And you did not grant me permission to file those. Otherwise, I would have filed the case. You said to send it to you first, get your approval, let the other side.
Hold on.
So that's just complete misrepresentation of the record.
So I'm looking here.
Oh, is there a record of this going on?
No.
Can we get a record of this?
No, there's no reporter here.
Well, can we get one?
Well, how are you going to get one in the next 2 minutes? You have to go and hire one and bring one here.
Okay, they didn't order one. So now we got to do that on everything, okay.
Okay, so I see you have a 25-page pleading that's called Petition to Remove Theodore Stewart Bernstein as Successor Trustee. That's the trust complaint.
That might be this trust construction case. Then if you turn 25 pages or so or more, you'll find the other one, which is the new case complaint.
Okay, we'll go with that.
And I mean, the same reasons are going to apply to Ted being...
Now I see that.
Right.
Okay, so that's in a brand-new case, and there's an adversary proceeding listed there. Okay. All right, so let me just try to make a little progress, please. If this is your... In the new case, this is your new pleading, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and in the 3698 case, petition, it's a petition to remove Ted, that's actually in the form of a counterclaim against whatever's filed in this case already?
Well, I have, right, that would have all been the trust construction, all these right. things are in my counter-complaint.
Okay, is in the first one?
Correct.
Okay, so let's deal with the new case for a moment.
Okay.
Your position is that you're supposed to prepare it and have it reviewed by me before you can file it and serve it?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Rose says, I already gave you permission to file it.
No, sir.
Okay. So, is that the case?
But I'm fine if you right now give him permission to file it. The what he sent you has blanks and things that he wants help filling in. But
no, not on the blank, it doesn't.
Oh, it does. Compared to...
What foot page?
I mean...
Look at the complaint that's filled out.
Which one? The first or the second?
The second one.
I mean, go to paragraph 8.
All right,
let me
look.
It's got it.
First one, sir.
Do you have a copy of your new case there with you?
I do.
Look at paragraph 8 on page 3.
Page 3? Defendants list the seven others?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, what I was going to do there
what?
Was I was confused over what the order said, why I'm suing my nieces and nephews. I didn't get that. So I was checking if you were clear that day or not and wanted me to sue all of the beneficiaries when we don't even know who the beneficiaries are yet because of all this fraud.
So let's put this in perspective. The purpose of this stage was because the pleadings were getting out of control and I wanted things to be done in an orderly fashion whereby we were actually able to make some progress without having some paper generated.
Exactly.
Okay. Having said that, and I don't want you to have an impression. I'm not going to be allowed to, and I won't, review, for example, a new complaint and give any advice to anyone,
okay.
including you, Ellie, because I know you're pro se. Is this a proper complaint? That I'm not allowed to do. I can't give you advice.
Well, you're the one who told me I had to sue the seven beneficiaries.
Well,
so that was your advice.
Then do whatever you think you need to do to make the complaint comply with the rules of court, which is you sue only those necessary parties, you serve only those necessary parties. You know, you have to kind of have, you know, before what was happening is we were getting like people who were office personnel sued. And wasn't there, was one case where I thought that was happening, you told me there was a bad.
Well, his law firm is being sued.
Who worked, right, but you don't have to sue a law firm. You can sue Jones and Jones. You don't have to sue Sally, the receptionist, you know, Anita, the garbage lady, you know.
I just sued the partners, associates. It's a partnership.
But associates don't get sued.
Okay.
You can sue like that. You can, if you want the firm sued, you look up, then there's a legal entity for the firm, and you sue the firm, and then someone receives the lawsuit.
The managing partner, right?
And they just like a corporation.
That's what I was doing.
This is what we discussed at the hearing. I see Mr. the other people here, and you gave him permission to file. You asked me if I would accept service for Ted, and he said yes. And then the issue was raised, who are the other necessary and indispensable parties? We had a long discussion about it,
okay.
and it was not advice to him, it was with the parties, and you entered an order, these are the people that must be served. Certain people have accepted service, so that's done.
In this new case, finish it off, name who you have to name, don't name anyone else that's not necessary based upon what we had last time. File it. He already said Mr. Rose can accept service, you don't have to serve.
Perfect.
and anyone else, and just take care of it that way.
Okay, and let me just, let me back up for 1 second, because what happened here, Your Honor, is kind of sneaky, and I want to follow the sneak trail, so to speak. But what happened was, you did say all those things. Before the stay, you said, Paul, we're going to hear Ted's removal next. I don't want to get stuffed with all these paperwork, et cetera. Let's get to that. We got to that. We had these problems. Now, in between there, Mr. Rose continues at every time, either to try to change things or sift into my hearing what we were going to hear next, his things, these new things. Now, he's filed two new things, and I've spent, and you've spent, a heck of a long time reviewing 1,000-page of counter-complaints on trust construction, where his client, if he loses that, gets nothing of the estate, loses 4/10 of the estate. So he's conflicted, he's adverse with other beneficiaries, and there's no way in heck that he can argue that unless he survives somehow the motion to remove him, which he won't.
Let me just read this order for a second. The one I signed it up for over 3.
We're going to get to those orders in a minute, too.
So did you amend this complaint?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
If you had signed.
And you served Elliot?
Served him, and he's answered.
Okay. All right.
Four children have answered. And if you would enter the default, which he has no legal objection, he has no legal basis objective, then the case would be at issue and ready to be tried.
Okay, let me read this. So I already ruled that I was going to set count 2 of this action for hearing.
Correct.
Well,
and that's what he asked you if you default them.
And stayed all other parts of the case. Okay. I mean, I ordered that. I'm reading the order.
I agree. Okay. The problem is that you didn't say that conflicted parties can represent this case. Meaning Ted Bernstein is conflicted. If he loses this trust construction, he gets zero. He's a trustee. And excuse me, Mr. Rose, don't interrupt. If he loses, his family loses 3/10. He cannot argue without conflict and adversity to other beneficiaries, and that's against the law. And I'm just saying that he should recuse himself. He knows it. Mr. Rose is avoiding it. They're trying to slide this through, close the estate. We've wasted so many hearings coming here on his nonsense instead of just hearing, should we remove Ted in all these cases?
Let me ask you this.
And if he's so good.
Here's what I want to do. I'm going to make some progress.
Okay.
I'm going to enter defaults.
Okay.
Okay. Because procedurally, that's correct. So I'll sign an order defaulting the four individuals that you're asking for. Then this case, which is the 3698 case, the next step would be to have everyone who was served, who was supposed to be served, filed answers. That's happened?
Yeah, I'm ready. I've noticed it for trial.
Well, okay.
I don't have any answers.
He said you answered already.
He said everybody else. Did everybody answer?
Well,
they defaulted by missing the timeline originally.
They defaulted or answered.
Okay.
The next step. So, and then.
So they haven't answered?
Order that I'll set count 2 for hearing or trial consistent with the schedule. Okay, so then I said that. That's in the 3698 case.
Now in the 3698 I filed, and you've got it right before you now, the first one. Before we have a trial where they're putting on, you know,
okay,
that.
So I'm going to get there. So
okay.
You have, in that case, the 3698, you answered, and now you also have a counterclaim, correct?
And I have a petition to remove Ted.
Well, that's a separate case.
No, this case too. You have two petitions to remove Ted before you, the new case and the second one that I put before you to get approval to file.
In the case, the 3698 case, where Ted is the plaintiff as trustee of Bernstein's trust.
Right.
The removal case is to remove him from trustee of what trust?
That. I mean,
I only need one removal complaint. What do I need two?
Because they're two different cases. So I filed one in the new case.
One brand new.
Right, and then one here.
Okay, but
in this case, right, because
so
how can he argue?
So why would he need a Shepherd lawsuit for removal, if, as part of a counterclaim, the issue here is whether Ted should be removed as trustee of Shirley's trust.
Well, I can answer that. First of all, this has not been filed. He sent it to you. But you've instructed to file an independent action to remove Ted. And you've instructed in this order, though.
This trust.
But in the order that you're looking at, you've said no further counterclaims in this case.
Right, okay. So now, but
if I can just stress one thing.
This is a little confusing, though, to me. And so I'm trying to unconfuse myself. If Ted has this action, and the answer to the relief that Ted is seeking in this lawsuit is what?
Okay. First, in count two, the only relief, which is what you've severed and said for trial, the only issue is Shirley's will and her two trust documents valid? Is Simon's will and his trust document valid? Okay, that's the first step of this. Then after that, we have a dispute over what the trust means and how it gets construed. That's a legal dispute. It's going to require a trial, and there's no way around that. I'm trying to get to that. This is what needs to be. This is something that needs to be litigated. But Ted is not. If Ted wins or loses anything in this case, he gets nothing out of anything. It's just a question of which beneficiaries are eligible, and all the beneficiaries are represented by separate counsel. They have nothing to do with me.
He's bringing this, but this action is brought by Ted because right now he's successor trustee of Shirley's trust.
Correct. That's what our trust document says. Okay. Ted is the successor trustee.
Alleged.
So now, okay.
Well, then that's what we need to see. The first thing we should decide, and I don't mean to. You've never ruled what he keeps saying. Everything he writes and says in the emails and persistent is you've said this goes first, this goes first, this goes first. You haven't said that. You've entered the order you've entered, and I believe that the limited trial that you want to set on whether these five documents are valid should go forward, and his petition can be going forward at the same time.
Okay, well, hold on. So now you're starting to talk something that I can case manage.
All right. But his petition is going to be met with...
There are... So here's what I'm hearing. Elliot wants to remove Ted as trustee, true?
Correct, okay. Sir.
This action brought by Ted, though, in a nominal position, because it's brought by him as trustee, is brought so I can make some decisions on interpretation of documents. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
But Ted can't argue those. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
I need to, and everyone who's the defendant, I see who is represented there, and will be able to participate in those interpretation cases, correct? Because all the defendants here have counsel.
The non-default defendants have counsel, other than Mr. Bernstein and his children.
He represents himself.
Correct.
Okay, right.
So some don't have counsel.
Right, okay, so I can do both.
Okay, right, I agree.
And so I know what you folks want to do. You keep on telling me, but if Ted's removed, then he can't bring this. Or, you know, I'm not thinking in terms of that posturing, okay? Because I can decide at the same time we all get here, I have to decide whether Ted is the trustee or not. I have to deal with these interpretation issues.
Okay? Well, no, there are certain other issues that disqualify Ted completely.
Well, but Ted is not a beneficiary under this. So,
well,
Ted's not a beneficiary.
Right, so I have to decide
Ted's
whatever
just,
these issues. Ted's sure, okay,
okay.
So these interpretation issues need to decide, and I can do that. And I can do it at the same time that I decide whether to remove Ted.
Well, the problem with that is the petition to remove, he filed a petition to remove Ted. It was set for hearing, and you dismissed it for lack of jurisdiction.
Right.
He now has to refile it. He has to serve a bunch of people. Everyone has to answer. There's going to be motions to this.
No, not in this case. Not in this trust construction.
Why can't, despite whatever happened before, and then we're going to cut this off. If his goal is to remove Ted in the 3698 case, why am I having him do that in a separate action as opposed to as a counterclaim?
Well,
in the same, the 3698, because he wants to remove Ted. Okay, it's a permissive counterclaim. Okay, so I'm asking that way. Rather than go separate with a separate case number and start the wheels all over with service,
That one's for Cy.
If this is a filed case already and Ted is the plaintiff and Elliot as a defendant wants to remove Ted as trustee, why can't he do that in a counterclaim, as opposed to a separate action, you know, from a procedural point of view? Is there a reason for that?
Well, I don't know, Your Honor. All I know is Your Honor dismissed what he filed before as part of the...
Because it was filed totally wrong.
In this case, you haven't dismissed it. You've stayed it. In the other case, the reason we're doing that new case is for my father's trust, where they pulled that.
I'm not dealing with your father. I'm dealing with Shirley now.
Okay, so we're dealing with this remote. Well, I filed a counter-complaint. It stayed, and it's also got charges of breach in it, which he shouldn't even be doing anything without consulting you first, according to what I read in the law.
Your Honor, I think that the issues that he wants to remove Ted on are very broad. The first question he raises is that the trust document that appoints Ted as successor trustee is not valid. To me, that makes most sense is to litigate just the narrow issue of the five documents. That will tell you who are the beneficiaries, who has standing, and then if Elliot is successful in throwing out his mother's trust, then Ted would not be the trustee on that ground. I mean, that's, I think, for case management, a simple thing, it's at issue and it can be tried in a month or a few weeks. There's little discovery that would need to be taken, and it's dealing with just the validity and the testamentary capacity of Simon when he signed the documents, and the same for Shirley. Then, however you rule on that is going to actually case manage us and get us closer to a finish line. Then you can decide, now that I've ruled on this, maybe I don't even need to worry about removing Ted, because hey, I threw out Shirley's document, and he's not in a position, rather than try these two things together, because we're going to be moving to dismiss the petition, other people have to get served, they have the right to move to petition it, and it's not an issue today, whereas this little narrow issue that you've already ordered to be severed for a separate trial is at issue, and that would be like a bite-sized half a day or one day trial.
I'll take a look at it.
Okay.
Right now I just entered this order. Bye.
And just a copy of my notice of trial with the orders.
Wasn't there something else? What? Isn't there something else? Oh, Your Honor, on that order thing? Here, I got to give him that. I asked Mr. Rose to give you, like, the whole... I made some comments to him and included...
On which thing?
On the orders.
Obviously, I'll mail them to you today. Each get a proposed order.
I'll
mail that to you.
It's not like any faxes. That's not your fault.
I saw what he's sending you, and he left out what I asked him to include, which are my comments.
Send that to me.
Send it?
You can mail it to me now.
Thank you, sir.
I got it. No problem. Thank you, sir. Have a good holiday. Oh, did you make two copies?
No, I gave it back to
you. Oh, do you want one?
No, I'm going to give it back to you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good holiday, sir. Oh, thank you, darling. Almost leave without my head here all the time. Have a good day. What? The what?
The holiday.
All the holidays coming up. Yeah, isn't that soon?
Yeah.
Oh.